Chapter 9. Culture.
Human culture arose as we conquered the basics of survival. Because once we no longer had to struggle, we almost immediately grew bored. So we spent a huge amount of time creating entertaining distractions to be enjoyed in our newfound downtime. Early culture revolved around storytelling, typically focused on real-life adventures. But we quickly expanded our cultural arsenal. We created music and dance and celebrities and then combined all three into one powerhouse network show. We devised games and ways to lose money on them. We crafted figurines of things we admired, such as mythical animals and untenably large-breasted women. We juggled and joked, performed feats of strength and wrote. We castrated young boy singers and fed Christians to lions. The last two were really just fads. We weren't total psychos. Across time and in every land, our societies drew on and were influenced by their predecessors to create their own distinct styles of art, dress, and intoxicants. In short, their own culture. Fortunately, in modern times, globalization allowed this great cultural variety to be efficiently winnowed down to everyone on the planet watching the same police procedural dramas while eating franchise delivery pizza. Yet ultimately, culture's most personal effect was that it made us actually feel things. Great joy from comedy, deep sadness from drama or reality dating shows, or more complex emotions, like when we'd hear that song Summer Breeze, which we hated, but through unfortunate happenstance was playing when we lost our virginity. The point is, culture not only helped our days go faster, it tapped into our emotional cores. Yes, the artifacts you find in our civilization's wreckage will show you how we lived. But if you want to know how we felt about how we lived, how we interpreted our existence, you must look to our culture. This was our record of what made us distinctly human. For ours was a complicated existence, filled with great achievements, enormous compassion, inexplicable violence, and myriad contradicting actions. But for all our differences, none of us, white, black, Jew, Muslim, gay, or straight, none of us could get all the way through Brian's song without crying like babies.
Entertainment.
One of the best ways to relax after our daily struggles to obtain food, clothing, shelter, and a mate was to watch simulations of others engaging in those same struggles. Entertainment sometimes drew us together by giving us a pretext to socialize with each other, but in a larger sense, it served to keep us apart by immersing us so thoroughly in fantasy that it seemed more fun to just stay in. Without entertainment, life would have been merely a series of self-generated epiphanies leading to greater personal understanding. No wonder we preferred juggling.
Comedy and tragedy.
The two most basic modes of storytelling were comedy and tragedy. Tragedy allowed an audience to feel a character's pain. Comedy allowed an audience to heartily enjoy a character's pain. Both modes originated in ancient Greece, in plays featuring protagonists and antagonists, along with a large chorus so the less talented kids could participate.
The tragedy of Romeo and Juliet.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
What if it were called Assflower?
Yea, though it be called Assflower, yet it would still smell as sweet.
What if it were called Cock of the Dog?
Yea, though it be called Cock of the Dog, it needs not smell like one.
What if it were called the Bishop's Filthy Rectum?
Dost thou have many more of these to go through?